KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's clear and 36 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be sunny today, a high of 61. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. A traffic stop Friday in Fremont County led to the arrest of two people on drug and child endangerment charges. Sheriff's officials say 38-year-old Michael Beltran and 31-year-old Lacey Smalley were taken into custody. Beltran and Smalley both face charges that include possession of methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, and child endangerment. Beltran was also charged with driving while suspended. He was being held in the Fremont County Jail on $7,600 bond, while Smalley was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $4,300 bond. Two Atlantic men have been arrested on drug-related charges. The Atlantic Police Department said Friday 19-year-old Nicholas Zimmerman was taken into custody on a Cass County warrant for possession of a controlled substance and gathering where marijuana is used. And 18-year-old Caleb Woodard was arrested on a warrant for a controlled substance violation, possession of a controlled substance first offense, and gathering where marijuana is used. Woodward was subsequently charged with possession of a controlled substance marijuana first offense and possession of drug paraphernalia. Both men were booked into the Cass County Jail. A search warrant executed late Thursday night in Manila resulted in the arrest of three individuals on drug charges. The Crawford County Sheriff's Office said Friday that the search, led by officers with the Manila Police Department and Crawford County deputies, took place at around 11 p.m. Thursday at 578 7th Avenue in Manila. As a result of the search warrant, marijuana and drug paraphernalia was seized. Authorities arrested 22-year-old Brandon Lee Schechinger and 22-year-old Steve Ray McClelland, both of Manila, for possession of a controlled substance marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. Schechinger faces additional charges that include possession with the intent to deliver a controlled substance, marijuana, which is a felony, and distributing a controlled substance to a person under the legal age of 18, also a felony. A third person arrested was 19-year-old Miranda Lynn Jacobson of Manila. Her charge was for delivering a controlled substance to a person under the legal age of 18, a Class B felony. Three people suffered minor non-life-threatening injuries during an accident Friday morning in Atlantic. The Atlantic PD said the accident happened around 7:35 a.m. at the intersection of 6th and Maple Streets. Authorities say a van driven by Margaret Trotter of Atlantic was traveling south on Maple and had entered the intersection with 6th Street when she struck a pickup driven by Paul Hohenberger of Atlantic that was headed westbound on 6th. Hohenberger stopped at the intersection but then proceeded west when he was hit. The man was cited for failure to yield from a stop sign. Hohenberger reported minor injuries but refused transport to the hospital. A passenger in the van was transported by medevac ambulance to CCMH, while a second passenger in the vehicle and Trotter went to the facility in a private vehicle. Damage from the collision amounted to $14,500. A two-vehicle accident in Pottawatomie County Thursday evening resulted in one of the drivers being transported to a hospital in Council Bluffs. According to the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department, that accident happened at around 6 p.m. near Carson at the intersection of Highway 59 and Dogwood Avenue. Authorities say two vehicles were traveling north on Highway 59 when one of the drivers signaled to turn right onto Dogwood but instead turned left. The other vehicle went to pass on the left and struck the turning vehicle on the side. The driver of that vehicle that was struck, 24-year-old Kaylee Kelly of Oakland, was transported by Carson Rescue to Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. The other driver, 30-year-old Megan Jefferson of Traynor, was not hurt. Both women were wearing their seat belts. Officials say that Kelly was cited for failure to give a continuous signal. The trial of a former Council Bluffs teacher, Jeffrey Doherty, won't begin as previously scheduled on Tuesday. According to the Daily Nonpareil, a judge will hear a motion Monday to consolidate the cases based on two students' allegations. A new trial date has not yet been set. The 29-year-old Doherty is accused of two counts of third-degree sexual abuse, five counts of sexual exploitation by a school employee, and one count each of sexual exploitation of a minor and lascivious conduct with a minor. The charges stem from an alleged inappropriate relationship with a 15-year-old female student while Doherty was a math teacher at Thomas Jefferson High School. Doherty has pleaded not guilty. He resigned from his teaching position on February 3rd. Police arrested him on January the 8th. An arrest affidavit notes the alleged relationship lasted about 2 months. The alleged victim reported that she was failing a class and went to Doherty for help. Doherty and the girl allegedly began talking, texting, and communicating via social media site Twitter about explicit acts and also exchanged multiple topless photos, according to court records. The victim told police Doherty kissed her one evening after school, and while two other instances included a teacher touching the victim's private areas, at least one of the encounters happened after school in a classroom. Doherty has denied the charges. In late January, a second former student came forward. The now 18-year-old female, who was 17 at the time of the alleged attacks, told police that she had exposed herself to Doherty after being asked to do so. On multiple occasions, Doherty allegedly asked the girl to perform sex acts on him, and she complied. An arrest affidavit notes the victim told police she was not forced to engage in those acts with the teacher. That matter is set to go to trial on May the 12th. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning on KJAN, Richard Rich Lauritsen, age 74, of Audubon, died March the 12th at the Exira Care Center. A celebration of life service for Rich Lauritsen will be today at 11 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Rose Spruill, age 72, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Celebration of life services for Rose Spruill will be today at 11 o'clock at the Greenfield United Methodist Church with a luncheon to follow. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Carolyn Mulford, age 74, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Carolyn Mulford will be today at 2 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Myrtle Hughes, age 81, of Atlantic, died March the 10th at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Memorial services for Myrtle Hughes will be today at 2:30 at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Barbara Huss, age 77, of Adair, died Thursday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Oneida. Celebration of life services for Barbara Huss will be held on Monday at 10:30 at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Adair with a luncheon to follow at the Adair Community Center. Steen Funeral Home in Messina is in charge of the arrangements. And Stephen Cross, age 64, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Services for Stephen Cross are currently pending, with the Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic in charge of the arrangements. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.